don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
Welcome to Friday, which means Bugs and Hugs, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock every Friday. We open up the phone and text lines for you, 1-877-332-8255, to let us know what's on your mind, something that's bugging you that you just have to get off your chest. We're here to help. Or you want to send out a hug. Lots of them coming on the text line already for the fire crews and all the resources that are trying to help with the wildfires happening in the province. Not surprised to see that. Thank you very much for that. Here's the other thing that I love just about the conversation that you and I have every day is we talk about something, could be harrows planted in a farmer's field to puncture the tires. And there's a groundswell of people who have expertise and understanding that join the conversation. Well, moments ago, I read an early bug where someone said, why aren't we using ag planes to help with these northern fires? We have dozens of ag planes in the province. These are people that spray crops, of course, that have the ability to hold 500 gallons of water. Some of them maybe 800 gallons of water. Why couldn't we use those? Well, this caused a flurry of texts to come in, and I'm appreciative of everyone's expertise in weighing in on this. So a couple of points that are being made is, well, yes, they can hold a volume of liquid. Don't forget, they can't pick up water on the lake. So like a water bomber that will actually come down onto a lake or river, fill up again, and then back up in the air, these planes need to settle down on the ground and fill up. Even the helicopters that are out there are able to dip the bucket in the water, fill it up, and then head back up in the air. So it's not quite as simple for planes that have to be fueled or filled on the ground. And secondly, lots of people pointing out that they are pilots of planes that spray. They have no experience flying in a smoke-filled northern wildfire situation, nor are they interested in doing it. And air congestion obviously can be a problem as well. We had someone who worked for many years as a firefighter weighing in saying air congestion is a big thing. So air traffic control is really tricky over these wildfires. So ensuring that there's really good conducted airspace of water bombers, of helicopters, that it's very well orchestrated, of course, to make sure that it's safe for them in very unsafe conditions. So I mean, hey, kudos to the people that were saying, why aren't we using ag planes? But thank you to those like Tom and Dundurn and others that weighed in to say there's a few other things to consider. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. Bugs and Hugs is underway. And Chelsea in Humboldt is my first caller. Chelsea, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
I got a double bug.
A double bug today. Okay, yeah. Let's hear it.
So last weekend, we were fishing up north, me and my husband, and we were at the Cowan Dam.
Okay.
And there's fire bans everywhere.
Right.
Like, you can't avoid the sign. You simply can't. And we were at the Cowan Dam fishing in the evening, and lo and behold, if a group of campers, about 13 of them, didn't start a fire.
Okay.
Then on top of it, my second bug goes to the RCMP in northern Saskatchewan. Two RCMP officers and two separate vehicles drove into the Cowan Dam, drove right by the campsite really slow, could totally see that they're having a campfire, and just continued to drive slowly by them. Then they pulled up a little bit. They both sat and visited for about 5-10 minutes, and then they both drove away.
So they didn't talk to the campers?
Not a chance. Hmm. Nothing.
Well,
you know, it's just, it's really sad because look at where our province is right now.
For sure.
And the fact that, you know, like the other guy earlier this week was talking about how far embers can travel.
Oh,
and all
sure.
It takes is one ember to start a fire. Well, it is so dry up at Big River and Cowan Dam. Like, all it takes is one ember.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
The fact that that potentially, those RCMP could have went and talked to those people and let them know, like, you can't be doing this.
Yeah.
But they chose not to, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm guessing there probably is some directives out right now to be having conversations. Hey, before I let you go, how was the fishing, Chelsea?
It was good.
You caught some?
Good up there.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. That's as easy as it is. You call the number, 1-877-332-8255, or shoot us a text, same number, and let us know what's on your mind. Something bugging you? Something you want to send a hug out for? We'll take it from you. Let's go to the phone, Harold from Regina. What's on your mind today, Harold?
Well, I want to give a big hug to Evan Bray.
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, when John Gormley, he was a friend of mine, I thought this would not last a year. And you're doing a good job. And your fine background turns my crank. I know all the old grain roots and everything. But my bug is to our Canadian people who are really very, very disappointing to our newcomers. They sell them cars and don't tell the truth. And right now I'm working on a couple of other, one of my dear friends just bought a car and the people lied about it. And so another thing is there's a friend of mine. He's really a great guy. And 2 years ago, he didn't know me at that time. He bought a house and paid $12,500 in down payment, and he didn't get that back, which is totally illegal.
Yeah, so I would hope that would have been reported, Harold.
I know, and I am going to bat. He's such a nice guy. He didn't want to go to court. His friend said go to court, so I'm getting behind it. And we're going to get that money back.
Well, thank you, Harold. I always appreciate what you do fighting for and helping newcomers in our province. So thanks for the call. And against all odds, I made it longer than a year, Harold. So thanks for pointing that out as well. 1-877-332-8255. Oh, that made me laugh, honestly. What would you like to talk about? Phone lines are open for you. Text lines open as well. Let's stay on the phone line. I got Dennis in Regina. You've got a hug today. What is it, Dennis?
Hi, Evan. So recently I crashed my e-bike while I was on the pathway by the airport going underneath the Luban, and pretty bad, hurt. So a lady in special name, Anna, special lady in Cathedral area, stayed by me for an hour till my family arrived. The firefighters that came and attended to, and the paramedics and the ambulance, the two ladies, they eventually got me loaded up and taken to the Pasco Hospital, where the eMERGE ward and Dr. Neal did wonders for me.
How are you doing, Dennis? How are your injuries now?
Well, my leg is black and blue from my ankle all the way up to my hip, and a goose decided I got too close to its family. I didn't see it because of turning the corner to go under the pathway and ran me right into the steel railing, hitting my leg there.
Gosh. Well, I'm glad sorry you're banged up. Glad you are on the mend, and always appreciate hugs for the emergency responders and the bystanders, or those people that step in, like he talked about. I think Ann is who he said, who spent the better part of an hour while he was injured and down getting emergency services there and all of that. Thank you for your involvement. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, Matt is bugged from Regina. He says, I'm bugged when people say the fentanyl coming from Canada is very low. He points out two things. We already know that Canada only knows what 1% of what's coming through our shipyard ports. So this is, if you remember the conversation we had with the CBSA, this is a few months back. It was determined that they only check about 1% of shipping containers that are coming through our ports. So Matt's point is, we don't know the whole story, so we can't say that it's a very low number because there's some that's not being detected. Number two, they found one of the largest fentanyl operations operating in Vancouver within the last year. So Matt says, call me skeptical, but perhaps there's more fentanyl coming from Canada than before. And then as a side note, Matt says the U.S. said last year they caught more people on the terrorist watch list coming from Canada in the last few years than they did the southern border. That's a fair point. There have been a number of people on the terrorist watch list who have been in Canada and made their way or attempted to make their way into the United States. So you got a fair point there, Matt. Thanks for calling in or texting in to Bugs and Hugs. Sean in Regina, you want a bug? Here it is. City utility budget has increased exponentially over the inflation rate for nearly a decade. City of Regina not providing service for the water costs. I wish someone from the city would just stand up, join your show, and answer our questions over costs and lack of water service. 1-877-332-8255. Quick hug here from Mandy and Shaunavon, sending out a hug to the staff of the Shaunavon Care Home. Her elderly mother is in there. The care that she receives is the best. Okay, we got time for another call before the break. Yeah, let's take one more call, then we'll take our break. But don't forget, we do Bugs and Hugs right until 11 o'clock this morning, so lots of time to get through. Lloyd in Prince Albert, thanks for calling in. What have you got for me?
Yes, morning, Evan. I got a hug and a couple bugs. My hug is for the share organization here in Prince Albert, outside in this hot weather, picking up garbage, making the city look great.
Cool. Share, did you say, is the name
share
of the... Yeah, yes. Okay, good stuff. Good on them.
And two for the city of PA. They had a tax assessment a little while back, and you know, you expect them to go up a couple $100, whatever. Mine went up close to 900, and I know people that went up a lot higher than that. Like, nothing in the on the media saying this is going to be a serious increase. They could have at least did that.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, thanks for calling in, because we were wondering. We heard from people in Saskatoon. We've heard from people in Regina frustrated with the, because it's every 4 years. The province legislates that tax assessments have to be done. But you're the first I've heard from Prince Albert, so thanks for bringing us into the loop about the problem there as well.
Yeah, you bet. And my second bug for the city also, we have this brand-new swimming pool, which is fantastic. We definitely needed it. But because of lack of staffing, it's not going to open until later in the summer. Are you serious?
Oh, no.
University kids that are out, the high school kids are going to get out within, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
They love to work for the city to get paid a decent wage to work at a swimming pool.
Yeah, and people are jonesing to get in that pool.
Yes.
Of course, the hot weather is here. All right, fair enough. Couple of good bugs, a great hug. And Lloyd, I always appreciate hearing from you on Bugs and Hugs and on our show. Okay, we'll take our first break. We'll come back. Bugs and Hugs continues here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper.
That's awesome!
Way to go, neato, gang!
Oh, this is you sour son of bitches!
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Gosh, we just got a great video here from Anne in Saskatoon. So this video is actually taken in 2018. From Sandy Lake in PA National Park. So a fire that was a controlled burn got out of control. They were bringing in the water bombers, and she sent us a video just to kind of illustrate how they work. This bomber, you were in a great position, Anne, to take this video, because the bomber comes right overhead, lands on the lake, of course, scoops up water as it continues to fly, and then back up in the air. But it's a phenomenal video. So good on you, and thank you for sharing it. 1-877-332-8255. Keith in Regina. I'm bugged about the irresponsible drone owners who are flying drones in the forest firefighting area, interfering with the water bombers. Get your drones on the ground. Keep them out of the air. Keith, thanks for the reminder. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone lines. I got Bob in Saskatoon. You've got a bug, Bob. What is it?
The huge bug from the community of Fairhaven.
Yep.
We had a memorial last year for the senior citizen who was murdered in the local park here.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
We erected a cross by the park sign where they plant flowers and stuff, and somebody had the gall to go and kick it over and take it away.
The cross,
yeah.
Oh, that's frustrating. So, yeah, that's frustrating, and that's a bug for sure. Gosh, I'm telling you, I have lots of sympathy for people who deal with some of these challenges. Fairhaven, we've had them on the show and talked about that community so much over the last year or two. Another good example, Bob, calling in. Thanks so much for sharing that. Okay, stay on the phone lines. Ken in Saskatoon, you've got a bug, a hug. What have you got today, Ken?
Well, I'm going to give you, obviously, with a lot of hugs, there's the flip side is the bug. So I'm going to give a big hug to President Trump for an executive order that no one's talking about, but it's probably one of the most important ones that he signed. And it has to do with the restoration of scientific integrity, which is that now, if you're going to make any decisions in government, then you have to have public access to the data, okay, the models, to the source code. Okay, right up to now, like especially in climate science, the data is owned by the scientists.
Proprietary, right.
You can't see their data. You can't see into their computers and stuff like that. A lot of people do only worst case modeling. It doesn't matter how small a percentage that worst case is. So that's going to be gone from now on. What the standards are going to be is the weight of scientific evidence. I mean, all of these are incredibly good things, including the protection of dissenting viewpoints. These are incredible. We need them here. During COVID, I asked both the province and Canada, the federal government, through our MPs and through our MLAs, to get the models that they were using to shut down Canada. And not that I'm smart enough to do all the math, but I got friends who are a lot smarter than me that can do the math. And I wanted to see what assumptions are you using? What are you doing? Because nothing seemed right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I got? Beautiful pamphlets, brochures, no data, none of that stuff. If you're going to do something and you say the science says, that science says should be as completely open as possible so that people can take a look at it and see what it is that you're doing.
It's kind of like the old days in high school. Don't just give me the math final answer. Show me your work. That's essentially what you're saying and essentially what we see with one of the more recent orders signed by Donald Trump. Ken, thanks for that. I think we got time for one more call before we take our break. I got Rick in Saskatoon. You got about a minute. Rick, what's on your mind today for Bugs and Hugs?
Good morning, Evan. I have a big hug for the volunteers and the facility that took place last 2 days in beautiful weather for the Saskatoon High School track and field meet. And a special hug for Dale Yellowlees, who is a world-class commentator and a color commentator and announcer as well.
Good stuff. Was that at the Gordie Howe Complex?
That's correct.
Right, yeah. Okay, good stuff, great facility.
World-class facility, but yeah. You know what? I have a bug that goes along with that, and it causes me some embarrassment, and it was distracting and disappointing, and above all, embarrassing, the sound system. It is absolutely horrendous.
Is that right?
For the facility we have, over the 2 days, I was embarrassed to be sitting there, and I don't think that we can attract any national or international events into such a beautiful facility unless we do something with the sound system. And I feel bad for Dale Yellowlees, who's such a world-class commentator.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. That's what this show's all about. And let's hope that they can get, I don't know, was it a microphone? Is it a speaker issue? You're right. Love the Gordie Howe complex and facility. It's a beautiful part of Saskatoon. Let's get that sound system up and working. Rick, thanks so much for the call. Bugs and Hugs continues when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Okay, just give me a second here. Evan Bray, date of birth. Do hereby sign Edmonton Oilers bandwagon transfer form. There, Frank, you can witness it. Yeah. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm a diehard New York Islanders fan, and I can tell you in 1984, those darn Oilers shattered, not broke, shattered my heart when we were going for our fifth straight cup. But it reminds me, 1983, the Islanders win the cup. The Oilers lose to the Islanders. 1984, they were a different team. They came back. They were strong. They were calm. You could just tell, you could feel a difference that a year and the experience from the year before had given them. And when I watched this play last night.
Here.
for Connor McDavid. And the Oilers restore a two-goal lead.
Of McDavid again in full force. Look at the smile going to the bench.
Like, incredible. That was an incredible goal. The Oilers win the game last night. The Oilers back in the Stanley Cup final. Second year in a row. This year, they're not losing. They're not losing. You can feel it. You can feel the difference in the attitude. They are calm. You watched the interviews last night. You watched them grab that Clarence Campbell Cup. They didn't worry about this jinx of not touching the cup. They embraced the fact that they won the Western Conference trophy. In fact, Draisaitl dragged it to the room afterwards. They had it in the locker room. So pretty big news. No doubt Green Zone will be all over that this afternoon. Looking forward to that conversation. Okay, Bugs and Hugs continues. 1-877-332-8255. Dave in West Kelowna, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Hey, sir. I'm glad that you're on the Oilers bandwagon. I'm flying my Saskatchewan Roughrider jersey right now.
Yeah, big game tonight. Big game tonight.
This afternoon.
That's right.
And so I got something for you. So, I served in the Army, and I know that you obviously had a very respectful career as a police officer, but this just got to me. I'm listening to your show and listening to what everyone's talking about, what's going on over there, and I'm watching the global news, and, take a look at what we have done in our careers. Okay, there's a segment on the global national news right now that you're going to laugh. It says that penguin poop is affecting cloud formations.
Did you say penguin? Did you say penguin poop?
Penguin poop is affecting cloud formations. It's on the global news.
Okay.
Yeah, let that sink in and tell me that's not the stupidest thing you've heard all week.
I got to tell you, that is a new one for me. I'm actually wanting to look this up and see. So, I'm reading through an article here that says bird poop, penguin poop, pigeon poop can contribute to cloud formation in areas of high concentration of seabirds, because when broken down, it releases ammonia, which reacts with sulfuric acid and water vapor in the atmosphere to form condensation, which, of course, condenses and forms clouds. I did not think we'd go down this path today. Never in a million years did I think the words penguin poop would make it to Bugs and Hugs. But, Dave, thanks for bringing it to us. 1-877-332-8255. It's a wide variety of topics we have on Bugs and Hugs. I've got Larry on the phone from Saskatoon. You got a hug today, and it's with regard to maybe how forest management should be done, Larry?
Yeah, I've been reading a little bit about Sweden, and they manage their forests differently than we do, and they have a different ownership system, and we could do it with leasing. And they allow cutting in the areas where there's a lot of coniferous trees, and they can harvest those for lumber. And what that does is it creates a space for deciduous trees. And that's the browse that moose and elk and deer like.
Right.
So they reduce the forest fire combustibles, because the deciduous trees don't like to burn because they have so much water in their leaves, mm-hmm. right? You know? But it also increases the moose population. We could do that. We could have 500% to 1,000% more moose.
Mm. Interesting. I'm going to have to check that out. So Sweden, in terms of forest management, and it's been a hot topic. We've talked about forest management a fair bit on this show. If you think back to last year during the Jasper wildfire, it became a hot topic in terms of how it is approached in Canada. And Saskatchewan, of course, is part of that same thing. So appreciate the call and the thoughts on that. Let's stay on the phone lines. I got Denise in Saskatoon. Happy Friday, Denise. Thanks for calling in. What have you got for me today?
Well, I have a hug for all the tanker pilots and the helicopter pilots, all the ground crew. I know firsthand how hard these people work, having lost a house in LaRange in 99 and then evacuated in 2015, but didn't evacuate, stayed back to feed 12 men two meals a day for 14 days.
Did you, Denise? Good for you. Yeah, good for you, Denise.
And I've been married to a tanker pilot, water bomber pilot for 40 years.
Oh, my gosh. So, you have great perspective on what's going on right now.
I would like to make a comment, too. I heard a lady say something, and I know these people are in despair at the moment, but she made the comment that if her cabin burnt, all those memories are gone. No, they're not. Those memories don't go away, and what we need to focus on is human life. The property, you'll get over that. The only thing that really matters is nobody gets hurt and nobody gets killed.
Hmm. Denise, your timing of your call is brilliant today. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you for the perspective. Thank you for the service that you have provided through the years, your husband provides. Very much appreciated, Denise.
Have a good day.
Thank you as well. 1-877-332-8255. You know, on that note, I saw a text. Here it is right here. Worried about pets when people are evacuating. The texter says, I remember a recent fundraising campaign for a new animal emergency care center in Asquith. Do you know, are they able to help out with the fire evacuees who have pets and have to leave their pets? I think most of the evacuees are not leaving pets, are bringing pets with them. I know there are a number of shelters in the province that are helping out with this. I also know that some evacuation sites are allowing owners to bring their pets with them as well. So definitely a concern for people that are evacuating. And thank you for those that are thinking of that today as well. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Dwayne. Carrot River, you must be in the, at least in the smoky area of the province, are you, Dwayne?
Yeah, we got a smoke periodically.
Yeah, because you're just, north of Tisdale there, off to the side of Nipawin, which I know has been impacted certainly by the smoke rate. You're close enough that you'll feel it as well. What have you got for me on Bugs and Hugs today?
Well, I've got your first golden bug.
Golden bug?
Yes. On your advertisements, you say there's no crying in baseball, but last week there was crying in football.
Uh-oh.
I turned on my CKOM radio station. I've been playing Ryder Prog since the day it was conceived.
You're a winner. You were a winner.
Yes, and I found you changed the game. The greatest game ever on radio, the golden game, and I couldn't believe it.
Well, what did we change, Dwayne?
The way the prizes are given out. So my immediate reaction was I wanted to dump a great big load of manure in front of CKOM, but I knew that was illegal. So then I put a tariff on myself, and for 6 hours I have to listen to sports on CBC. And yesterday I broke into tears again when I listened to 2 hours of tiddlywinks in which there were no winners, no losers, and everybody who participated got a lollipop to go home with. Now, I don't think that CBC wants my business, and I don't want theirs. But what I wanted to suggest is how terrible this is, and this is what has been ruined. So you win. You're lucky enough to win, and you play every week. And you win, and you get a $50 gift card. So you rush down the next day to the restaurant, and all of your buddies are there having coffee, and you brag up that you won, and then you brag up what a wonderful radio station CKOM is, and then you plunk that card down and pay for everyone's coffee. So, Evan Bray, I just have one request for you. I want you to make Ryder prognostications great again.
That was well delivered, Dwayne. I will give you that. Thank you. I don't even know why the decision was made. So, Green and White Prognostications, of course, is great every week, and we've got it happening again today at noon. You're right. Last year, it was a $50 gift card. This year, basically, what they've decided to do is tally up all of the winners. You all get a ticket to the final jackpot, which is $1,800 cash. So you win bragging rights for the week, and you get a limited edition entry into the draw to win the jackpot at the end of the Ryder season. I don't know. Some people are pumped up about it. Dwayne wants to buy his buddy's coffee with the gift card. Well, I'll have to talk to Dallas about this and get to the bottom of it. But good opportunity to remind you, green and white prognostications happening today at noon ahead of tonight's Rider game. They're at home against the Bombers. It's a 7 o'clock start. Green and White Progs gives you a chance to get your name in on that grand prize draw of $1,800 coming up today just after 12. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. Clap along.
Lots of texts coming in on the text line today, Bugs and Hugs. El Marie from Kipling said, hugs to whoever writes little motivational notes and places them on vehicles at the General Hospital in Regina. I didn't even know people did that, but good on you for that. Thanks for texting that in. Ross, my friend in Viscount, he can get himself worked up. He's spinning today. He's got a bug. He says, as usual, the federal liberals never answer a question. They need to call it answer period instead of question period, because we need to get answers to all the questions that are being asked and not word salad and deflection. The liberals should be the first ones charged with their own misinformation law. Ross in Viscount. 1-877-332-8255. I got a text from Linda in Saskatoon. My bug is, a person came up and asked if I could make a call to an outreach program, gave me a business card with Saskatoon Tribal Council name and number on it. I called the numbers. I left messages. No reply. And that was a week ago. Then I called a local outreach program, EGADS, spoke to someone on the phone, and they were going to help this person, even though this person was not in the system. Within half an hour, van showed up to assist the person seeking help. So hats off, says Linda, to the EGADS program. 1-877-332-8255. So we got a message from Brian in Outlook. Brian, longtime listener of the program, listened back when John was hosting the program, listens now that I'm hosting the program. He works outdoors. He works on construction, working at a new development on Lake Diefenbaker in the wide open prairie, and was inspired to write a poem. How many construction workers, and I'm trying not to, you know, be stereotypical, but how many construction workers do you know that write poetry? Maybe you do. I don't know a lot. I know a lot of construction workers. I know a lot of poets. They don't necessarily overlap. But Brian in Outlook wrote a poem, and he shared it with me, and I'm going to share it with you. Here's his poem. Keep in mind, he works outside. He's a construction worker. A desert storm. The sun was warm. The sand blew in my face. Hat spun back under attack. I firmly held my place. A dusty bowl. My eyes were full. They felt like 80 grit. Ate dust for lunch. An earthy crunch of sand and dust and spit. A cyclone haze. I wasn't fazed, though my head began to droop. In my beard, as I had feared, the sand began to group. A sandy twister. Felt like a blister. My nose was polished clean. I couldn't hear, for in my ear dust lodged there like a bean. Sahara? No. Where did I go? A gritty, windy place at the bay. I spent my day, Saskatchewan, in my face. I love it. Good on you, Brian. Thanks for that. By the way, he's a vendor. If you are in the Outlook area, you know all about the River and Rail Art Venture that's happening this summer, June 21st and 22nd. They've got the River and Rail Art Venture happening there. He's going to be there. He's a vendor. He's written a book, so he's got to have some of his copies of his books there as well. But I had to work that in. Too good not to share. Thanks for listening, too, Brian, and great to have you on the show as well. Thank you to everyone who has sent in hugs, and there are plenty of you for everyone that is dealing with the forest fire situation right now. I couldn't even begin to read the number of texts that we got. Here's one. I'll just give you a quick example. Scott from Saskatoon, a huge shout out and a hug to the team of guys that stuck around Lower Fishing Lake that protected all of the cabins when the fire was right at the doorstep. If it wasn't for them, it could have been devastating. My family has a cabin there for 55 years. I hope to buy each of them a beer when this is all said and done. I mean, there are a number of people, whether they are residents of communities, whether they are nearby farmers, volunteers, everyone is coming out in droves to deal with this wildfire situation in the province. And for all of you, we are thankful for those of you that are suffering loss, even if it's an evacuation from your home with hopes that you will be able to return to it. Sorry for what you're going through. And thank you for listening. Our newsroom continuing to work on this. So this, of course, will be breaking news that we will continue to prioritize in the days ahead as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.